money is somewhere else, but it's still there. Someone's paying for the institutions and that money is still there. And very briefly, in Sudan, we had a situation with... because Sharia law was being misapplied, any young woman who had a child outside marriage was being punished. So she would be punished if she was caught. She would be punished with 100 lashes. If she was married and had a child with someone else, she was sentenced to death. So it's very severe punishment. And because of this, the many, many young unmarried women abandoned their children. And they left their children on the streets of Khartoum. And the reason they left them on the street was because in every hospital there was a police station that was there specifically to catch these young mothers and punish them.
They used to have that in Romania.
1,200 children a year or more, it's about 1,400 children, babies, newborns, were left on the streets in Khartoum. And half of those babies died on the streets because the life expectancy of a newborn on the streets is very, very, very short. It's 2 or 3 hours. And the other half were admitted to a baby institution. And the baby institution was provided by the state, but it was severely underfunded, had very few staff, had no baby bottles, no milk formula, and they were just feeding newborn babies from a cup with cow's milk. And so in the institution, the mortality rate was 82%. What it for me is shocking is how any of those babies survived, really. So, to cut a very long story short, Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, came into the institution to deal with the medical emergency, and I was asked by UNICEF to help plan services to stop this from happening, and we managed to do it. And it involved, we needed to employ, in the end it was about 450 emergency foster carers, as well as setting up local adoption, as well as setting up services to support single mothers, as well as helping them to change the way the law was applied. And effectively, within about 3 years, it was no longer a criminal offence to have a child outside marriage in Sudan. But in the meantime, we had to find ways to pay for these new services for the future. And the institution, as I said, was had a very little bit of funding from the state. So what we were able to do was to look at other ways of funding. And in Islam, people may know, so whilst it was extreme Islam that was causing the problem, it was also Islam that had the solution. Because in Islam, all Muslims have to give a percentage of their income to a fund called Zakat. And Zakat is there to help people in poverty. But everyone said that the Zakat fund in Khartoum was not used very well. So we went to and met with the leaders of the Zakat fund and planned with them. Essentially, the Zakat fund now funds emergency foster parents in Sudan. And that is still happening, and that is now 10 years later. So it's not perfect. We reduced the mortality rate overall to around 15%. It's still not ideal. But even in a situation, you know, Sudan was at that stage committing genocide in Darfur, still huge, terrible problems because of the civil war. And even in circumstances like that, you can find a way to find the funding to make some of these things happen. I'll stop talking now, I apologise. Does anyone have